I'm Cherie Newman. The award-winning author James Lee Burke recently published his 36th book, titled House of the Rising Sun. Like many of his other books, this one was written in Montana, which he dearly loves.
I remember the first day we came into Missoula. It was in July of 1966. We drove through Hellgate Canyon, and I told Pearl, I said, I'm going to kick the bucket here. This is it. This is the best place I've ever been. I miss it in one day. If I go one day away, I'm ready to come back.
James Lee Burke grew up on the Texas-Louisiana Gulf Coast and didn't experience commercial success as an author until he was nearly 50 years old. Before that, he held a disparate array of jobs to support his family: pipe layer, land surveyor, newspaper reporter, truck driver, social worker on Skid Row. He also taught at four universities, including the University of Montana. I recently talked with Burke about his new novel, and we started right at the beginning. Well, you dedicated House of the Rising Sun to the memory of John Neihardt and A.B. Guthrie, and you wrote, there would probably be no American West without their work. Mm-hmm. So do you mind saying more about that dedication?
Sure. I knew both men, and I'm really glad that you drew attention to the dedication in the book, because they're of enormous importance as writers, and they were of enormous importance to me. John Neihardt was my first creative writing teacher at the University of Missouri in 1957, but he was a mystic and the man who wrote The Cycle of the West, from which the story of Hugh Glass, the mountain man, and Jim Bridger and Andrew Henry was, in effect, he gave that story its legendary characteristic. He gave it an art form, and it was written all in poetic meter. I think the film that just came out with Leonardo DiCaprio is based on that story. Also, Man Alone in the Wilderness with Richard Harris. But more importantly, Neihardt wrote Black Elk Speaks. But every writer about the frontier, from Louis L'Amour to some of our contemporaries, me, Cormac McCarthy, I think they would all say, yeah, Neihardt opened the door. Everyone's indebted to him. A.B. Guthrie, Bud Guthrie, was the first person we met in Missoula. Pearl and I had just pulled into the faculty and student housing. We had an apartment, and I said, I'm going to walk over to the tennis courts and see what's going on. And there was this man hitting on the wall, and he introduced himself. He said, I'm Bud Guthrie, and we played tennis. He was just a great guy. But I believe that The Big Sky is not only a Homeric book, it's as good as Homer. And I believe it's as good as Ulysses.
House of the Rising Sun is set in Texas and in Mexico, but it was all written in Montana. After many years of maintaining two homes in New Iberia, Louisiana, and in Montana, Burke and his wife now enjoy living full-time on their ranch just outside of Lolo.
We try to spread bad rumors about it. The water's terrible. It's full of neo-Nazis. You know. Keep people out.
That's right. Now that you're here, we don't need anyone else. One of James Lee Burke's books was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. Others have been adapted for feature films and a short film titled Winter Light, based on one of Burke's short stories, is up for an Academy Award. You can find more information about James Lee Burke and his latest novel, House of the Rising Sun, at our website, mtpr.org. For Montana News, I'm Cherie Newman.